ジャパニーズポット101.com、うん、
maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Newbie Lesson Season 3, Lesson 22, Nihongo Dojo. Of course, some things in Japan are definitely worth the wait.
Naomi desu.
Rebecca here.
Konnichiwa, Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa, Rebecca-san. Genki desu ka?
Hai, genki desu. Okay, so today we're going to be reviewing verb conjugations for all of the three classes of verbs.
Ooh, 大変ですね.
Yeah, and we're also going to look at the differences between casual speech and polite speech.
そうです。
We have a lot to cover in this lesson. But 頑張りましょう。
So,
when our listeners hear the dialogue, they'll hear it twice. Essentially, it'll be the same thing. The first time, it will be in formal or polite speech. The second time you hear it, it'll be in casual speech.
そうですね。The formal conversation is between Fabrizio and Fuyuka.
Right, and they're colleagues, work colleagues, so they're using formal speech.
そうですね。The casual conversation is between Fuyuka's mother and Fuyuka's father.
Okay, and because they're family members, they're using informal speech.
そうです。
Where are they having these conversations? What are they talking about?
They're in front of the udon noodle place.
So they're about to go eat noodles.
多分そうですね。
Okay.
I guess so. うどん屋の前です。
Ah, right. In front of the udon shop, or the udon restaurant.Okay, so have a listen and compare the two types of conversations.
Fuyuka-san, この長い列は何ですか？
うどんの列ですよ。
とても長いですよ。どうしますか？待ちますか？
ええ、もちろん待ちます。絶対にこのうどんを食べます。
本当ですか？あそこにくるみさんがいますね。くるみさん、くるみさん。
この長い列は何？
うどんの列だよ。
すごく長いよ。どうするの？待つの？
ああ、もちろん待つ。絶対にここのうどんを食べる。
本当？あら、あそこに冬香とファブリツヨさんがいる。冬香？冬香？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
冬香さん、この長い列は何ですか？
うどんの列ですよ。
とても長いですよ。どうしますか？待ちますか？
ええ、もちろん待ちます。絶対にここのうどんを食べます。
ええ、本当ですか？あそこにくるみさんがいますね。くるみさん、くるみさん。
この長い列はなあに？
うどんの列だよ。
すごく長いよ。どうするの？待つの？
ああ、もちろん。待つ。絶対にここのうどんを食べる。
本当？あら、あそこに冬香とファブリツヨさんがいる。冬香、冬香。
今度は英語が入ります。
冬香さん、この長い列は何ですか？
Fuyuka san, what's this long line for?
Udon no retsu desu yo.
They're lining up for udon.
Totemo nagai desu yo. Dou shimasu ka? Machimasu ka?
This is a really long line. What are we gonna do? Are we gonna wait?
ええ、もちろん待ちます。絶対にこのうどんを食べます。
Yes, of course we'll wait. I'm definitely eating this udon.
ええー、本当ですか?
Really?
あ、あそこにくるみさんがいますね。くるみさーん!くるみさーん!
Oh, look. There's Kurumi-san over there. Hey, Kurumi-san. Kurumi-san.
Well, later in today's lesson, we're going to look more closely at polite speech and casual speech. But I wanted to ask you, Naomi-sensei, about female speech and male speech, men's speech and women's speech. I noticed that often men seem to be less polite than women.
That's right. そうですね。
So it's more acceptable, is it, for a guy to speak casually? How does it work?
Yeah, that sounds so unfair, but it's true. Mm. Like, men can be rude, but women cannot be rude.
What, it's unfeminine to speak impolitely?
I think so. Even if we don't really respect the person, we sometimes, like, women tend to use the polite Japanese.
Right, okay. And I also noticed, like, even not just polite and impolite language, but there's specific words that men use and that women don't. So for me, they say, a woman might say, watashi, but a man can say, ore, if it's not too formal.
そうですね。And some verbs are different too. Like, in a casual situation, men might say, ku, for to eat.
Oh, instead of 食べる or 食べます。Oh, okay.
But if you're a woman and if you say, ku,That kind
of, right.
That sounds a bit...
Uncouth.
そうですね。ちょっと doesn't sound very sophisticated.
Okay, right. I have actually heard a girl refer to herself as ore.
Ore?
Is that normal?
Is she from Tokyo?
No, she was from Osaka.
Oh, I think that's the reason why. Compared to the people in Tokyo, generally speaking, Osaka people speak kind of casual.
Right, okay. So
And yeah, probably ore is like...that region's dialect or something.
Okay, she's the only Osaka girl I ever heard use that to refer to herself, but anyway.
But still, yeah, I see. It sounds very casual or rough.
Okay. Have you ever heard a woman say ore?
No, not really.
Yeah.
But some girls who are really into anime say boku or...
Oh, yeah. Right, which is another man's word to describe yourself.
Yeah, but boku is not...informal word at all. It's still a polite way to mention about yourself. But I heard some girls call themselves as boku, but not ore.
Okay, well, there's a lot more to be said on that topic, but let's move on to vocabulary. First item,
ku,
to eat, informal.
Ku, ku.
Next,
letsu,
queue, line, row.
Letsu.Letsu.
Next item.
Machimasu.
To wait. Masu form.
Machimasu. Machimasu.
Next.
Matsu.
To wait. Dictionary form.
Matsu. Matsu.
Next item.
Zettai ni.
Absolutely. Unconditionally. At any cost.
Zettai ni. Zettai ni.
Next.
もちろん。
Of course. Certainly. Naturally.
もちろん。もちろん。
Next item.
あそこ。
Over there.
あそこ。あそこ。
Next.
マジ。
Serious. This is a slang expression.
マジ。マジ。
Next.
います。
To be.Of inanimate objects, to exist, must form.
Imasu. Imasu.
Next.
Iru.
To be, of inanimate objects, to exist. This is in the dictionary form.
Iru.
Right, so first we're going to have a look at some useful adverbs from today's dialogue. What's the first one we're going to look at in more depth?
もちろん.
Meaning, of course. Can you give it to us in the sentence from the dialogue?
はい。もちろん待ちます。
Of course we'll wait. So I think it's fairly easy to pick up the meaning of もちろん.
そうですね。例えば、行きます is I'll go. もちろん行きます. Of course I'll go.
Right, okay. And there's another one, and it also appeared in the dialogue. The sentence from the dialogue was
絶対にここのうどんを食べます.
Absolutely, we're going to eat this udon. Absolutely, we're going to eat the udon from this restaurant, is what she's saying, right?
そうですね。絶対に without a fail.
Yeah,
という感じですね。
without fail.
絶対に is also an adverb, right?
Right, like もちろん。
はい。In a casual situation, we often drop に and say 絶対。
So in this context, Fuyuka would have said
絶対ここのうどんを食べます。
Okay, so either is okay, but if you have the に, it's more polite or more formal.
そうですね。And the position you can put 絶対に is kind of flexible. For example, パーティーへ行きます。I'm going to the party, right?
Right.
絶対にパーティーに行きます。Or you can say パーティーに絶対行きます。
Okay, so does it change the meaning or the nuance of the sentence?
Same.
Same, okay. So you can put it at the start of the sentence or in front of the verb.Right, well, let's move on to grammar because we've got a lot to cover today, haven't we?
そうです。
First, we're going to be revising the differences between the three verb classes. So, the first class, class one verbs, these are verbs where the mus is preceded by an i sound. Like, for example, we have
わかります。
わかります。The i there. And what's another one?
行きます。
Okay, and one more.
話しMas.
So the next class is class two, and these verbs are ones where the mas is preceded by an e sound, as in the case of
食べます
or
寝ます
Right, and 寝ます is an example of the other type of verb which falls into class two, isn't it?
はい
So 寝ます there's only one syllable before the mas. It's also an e sound, so it's easy to pick it as a class two verb, but another verb which is a class two verb is
見ます
Now, that's not an S sound, but there's only one syllable before the mas. Like, ne mas, that's ne, one syllable. And mi mas is mi, one syllable. And another class two verb is kimas, right?
そうですね。kimas in the meaning of to wear.
Right. So one syllable before the mas.
はい。
Okay. So just recapping. Class two verbs are verbs which either have an S sound preceding the mas, or they have one syllable preceding mas. Okay. And finally,Class 3 verbs are irregular verbs, and the ones we've covered so far are 来ます, meaning to come, and
します,
meaning to do. Okay, so did you get that?
We hope you did.
Yeah, I don't think it's too bad. Now let's practice putting verbs in the dictionary form. Now we already know how to say some verbs in the mus form, and so now we're going to look at how to put them in the dictionary form, from the mus form. Okay, so class 1 verbs, you drop...The i mas and you add u. So what this means is that something like
聞きます
becomes
聞く.
Okay, so 聞きます聞く. Another one would be
わかります
which becomes
わかる.
Okay, so in the mas form it's di mas, and in the u form that di mas becomes ru. Now in the case of class two verbs, all you have to do is drop the mas and add ru.
食べます
becomes
食べる
and
います
becomes
いる
Okay, so all that's happening there is that we're taking the mas off and we're adding る And class 3 verbs are, of course, irregular verbs, so they have their own special rules.
そうですね
As there's basically only two, we'll talk about another verb that's a bit irregular later on, but for now, the only verbs we've covered are 来ます meaning to come, and します meaning to do. So,When we're putting these verbs in their dictionary form, Naomi-sensei, what do we do?
はい。来ます becomes 来る。
Okay.
します becomes する。
So all you have to do is memorize those two.
そうですね。
And you've got all the class three verbs down. Okay. So next we're going to look at a comparison between casual speech and polite speech. Essentially, that's what we've already covered in today's lesson when we looked at the difference between the mus form and the dictionary form, because the mus form is the polite form.And the dictionary form is the casual form. And that's what you would have come across in today's dialogue, with the first dialogue being formal, mus form, and the second dialogue being casual in the dictionary form. So just to have another look at one of the examples from today's dialogue, we had the polite verb 待ちます in the sentence
もちろん待ちます
That was the dialogue between Fuyuka-san and Fabrizio. And in the second dialogue, the same sentence appeared,This dialogue was between otō-san and okā-san, and it was a casual conversation. So instead of saying, もちろん待ちます, they said,
もちろん待つ.
Right, so Matimasu is a class one verb. You take off the imasu and replace it with u. So matimasu becomes
matsu.
Okay, right. But we also have to know how to conjugate sentences where you have adjectives as well. Now, the adjectives themselves don't change, right? Depending on the level of politeness of the conversation.
That's right.
Just the ending that you attach to the adjective to finish the sentence changes. Okay, so first we're going to look at sentences with I adjectives in them.
Basically, all you have to do is just drop des.
Oh, that's easy.
And if it's a question sentence, you don't need ka at the end.
You just use intonation to show that you're asking a question. Okay, so let's have a look at a couple of examples. Firstly, looking at how we would say it in a polite situation, we would say
それは長いです.
Okay, so we hear this. But if it were just casual, we would say
それは長い.
Okay, so as you can see, the des is gone. And if that was going to be a question, how in a casual situation, Naomi-sensei, how would we say that?
それは長い?
長い. Hear how it went up on the end? That's verbal punctuation. And looking at how we would say it if we were saying negatively, so that is not long, in polite speech is
それは長くないです.
Again, notice the des. And in casual speech, you would say
それは長くない.
それは長くない. Okay. Now let's look at sentences involving な adjectives. Again, it's just the ending which changes.
そうですね.
So can you give us an example of a sentence using a な adjective in polite speech first?
ここは静かです.
It's quiet here. And you can hear the des coming after the な adjective 静か. All right, now if we were to say that in casual speech, it would be
ここは静か.
Or
ここは静かだ.
Okay, so you don't have to put an ending on, but if you do, you put the plain form of the copula des, and the plain form of the copula des is だ.
はい、そうですね. But you can't put だ to the e adjective sentences.
Right, it would sound weird, wouldn't it?
はい.
So it's only な adjectives that you can use だ as a sentence ender in casual speech. All right, practicing this in the negative, we would have
静かじゃないです.
It's not quiet. And because that was an example of polite speech, we hear des. Now, if we say it in casual speech, we have
ここは静かじゃない.
It's not quiet here. Now, actually, ない itself is an I adjective, isn't it?
はい、そうですね.
But what we're paying attention to here is the な adjective 静か and how you conjugate that. In the negative casual form, it is 静かじゃない. Okay, and lastly, if we say it like a question, how do we say that?
静かですか?
Is it quiet? Now that's the polite speech, so you can hear desu, desu ka. And if we were saying it in a casual situation, it would be
ここは静か?
Is it quiet? And again, you can probably hear the rising intonation indicating the question mark. Now for noun sentences, this is pretty easy because we've just pretty much covered it when we covered the な adjectives.
そうですね。一緒です。 It's same.
The same rules apply to nouns as they do to the な adjective. So an example would be
ここはうどん屋です.
This is an udon place. And this is the polite sentence, so you can hear the des there ending the sentence. But if we were to say it in a casual situation, you would say
ここはうどん屋 or ここはうどん屋だ.
Okay, so you either drop des entirely or you can say だ on the end of the sentence in a casual situation. And if we're practicing how to say this negatively, as in this is not an udon restaurant, you would say
ここはうどん屋じゃないです.
And you can hear the des because this is polite speech. And if we say this casually, you would say
ここはうどん屋じゃない. Since ない is a e-ending adjective, you can't put だ at the end of the sentence.
Right. Finally, to say this as a question,
ここはうどん屋ですか?
Is this an udon restaurant? And you can hear the desu ka, meaning is it? It's a question.
Question.
And to say it casually, you would say
ここはうどん屋?
With the rising intonation indicating that it's a question, meaning, is this an udon restaurant?
そうですね.
Well, that's all for today. We've covered a lot. If you'd like to, please check out the PDFs because it's all explained in more detail there and you can use it to go over what we've already done. Also, there's a bonus track for today's lesson where you can hear super casual Japanese.
そうですね. The conversation between Kurumi and her 彼氏.
Right, and her boyfriend.
はい.
Okay, so check it out and we'll see you next week.
じゃあまた!
ふゆかさん、
この長い列は何ですか？
うどんの列ですよ。
とても長いですよ。どうしますか？待ちますか？
ええ、もちろん待ちます。絶対にこのうどんを食べます。
ええ、本当ですか？
あ、あそこにくるみさんがいますね。くるみさーん！くるみさーん！
この長い列は何？
うどんの列だよ。
すごく長いよ。どうするの？待つの？
ああ、もちろん待つ。絶対にここのうどんを食べる。
ええー、本当？あら、あそこに冬香とファブリツヨさんがいる。冬香？冬香？